Blog Talk Radio.
To another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is August the 7th, 2015, as we are in Freedom Friday. As our growth month, as we start the new month off, the first week actually of the month off. On the right note, ladies and gentlemen, I got some great shows, great opportunities, and great information to share with you in reference to building your business online as well as offline, and also in the area where you do a business, and building it up in the communities, with your local area where you are, and connecting and co-oping with the right groups of people that you need to build your mass network. Guys, it's more about building a network now today than it ever has been, than just building a business. You can build a business, yes, but to build a network is much stronger, faster, and with the way technology has given us the fortitude to do things a lot quicker, a lot faster, this gives us opportunities to make sure that we do things the right way to help and assist everybody that we're sharing. Whatever product and service that you're providing, we want to make sure that we provide it and help and assist everybody in the marketplace. And then, again, guys, we're satisfying these three things in the marketplace is what, is what people want, need, and can afford. So if you're on social media, if your website is tight, again, I shared this before, I say again, that your website has to be interactive today in order for you to grow a massive network. And you want to build, use your website as a great marketing tool and lead generation to generate new guests, new customers on a regular, consistent basis. Remember, your store is open if you have an online store 24/7, which means you do not shut down, even though the brick-and-mortar locations have set hours, whereas your store does not. So that's a great opportunity. People can order and purchase things in their pajamas if they prefer or want to. As long as they got internet access and the way today's world is today, that's the wave of the future right now. Everybody must understand this in business, is that you have to have an internet-based business that's going to be more interactive today than what it was before, meaning that when you go to my website at globaltouchenterprise.net, people can schedule an appointment to meet with me in reference to web design, marketing, and then advertising here on GTE Professional Network Radio. So all of the information that I provide is right there. They can reply, rebuttal, and submit and send requests to me on a regular, consistent basis. When your store brick and mortar does, you only have so much time within that day to get things done, whatever goals you set for each day. What goals are you now setting for your internet business, for your online store? Or if you're a service business such as myself, what are you doing to provide the right services to help and assist others as you help yourself? You have to ask these right probing questions, the right questions, in order for you to see the magnitude of growth in your business. You want to make sure that you can do this on a regular, consistent basis without fail. And, guys, today is much more prevalent. Well, I want to congratulate my friend for his production for SES Films here in Houston in reference to Joy Comes in the Morning. I'm assisting and helping them continually in reference to marketing. And, guys, it's all about promotions, promoting. The five P's of marketing work, but let's get to the P that really matters in business, promoting. How are we promoting the business? What are we utilizing to our promotions, and what information are we giving? Is there a message behind the promotions that you're running? Look at the companies that are doing promotions on a regular weekly basis. In order for you to grow your network, you have to promote your business properly. You have to make sure you have the right tools in hand and that you can put something into people's hands on a regular, consistent basis. Promoting is one of the most key factors in marketing that everybody seems to miss out on. We always talk about the people, the product, and the price, but we're also about the place and promotions. But don't worry about the place. If you're internet-based, you're everywhere. So just stay focused on four of the main P's. The fifth P, place, is simple. I can promote anywhere, everywhere, online, on social media, as well as the business directories, the local directories, the newspapers, radio, TV, networks. So promoting is real when you look at it, and it is the most effective way to really build a network faster. If you want to really learn this, guys, this is going to be something that we have to consistently pay attention to on a regular basis. Look at your competition. Look at the others and what they're doing in the marketplace that you may see gaps in that may not be because it's all about the cost in promoting. That's why you have to make sure you have an effective campaign running on a regular weekly basis. And, yes, I did say a regular weekly basis. If you do this properly, ladies and gentlemen, you can grow a massive network and you can generate the revenue that you're looking for each and every week, each month that you're in business. The goal, ladies and gentlemen, is to co-op and connect with the right people that's doing the right promoting that you're looking for to grow yours. Again, I call it co-opting or tags. And what we do online is mostly tagging our businesses and getting the right information with AdWords and keywords that's going to be representative to what people are searching for. Again, you're satisfying three things: what people want, need, and can afford. So if you satisfy this effectively, this will help you to build your network properly. And with reference to that, guys, if you want to learn more about these information that I'm sharing each week, you can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. GTE Professional Network Radio, we're here to assist small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country. When it comes to advertising, marketing, and growth, the key word, ladies and gentlemen, is growth. If you do not stay focused on growth, your business will not grow, you will not grow, and it's only going to be limited to the capacity of where you are mentally. So you have to understand your growth is most important. So continue to learn as you earn. Study the business, study the industry that you're in or that you have a passion for. Learn everything you can and be the expert. Share with the opportunity. Build relationships with your people. It's all about relationship marketing today. And if we stay focused on that, your skill set will grow, people will trust you, and people will continue to come to see you on a regular, consistent basis. That's what it's really all about, ladies and gentlemen, in reference to building your network on a consistent level. And, guys, if you're not an expert, if you're not good at this, hire somebody or get with somebody who is effective in that arena where that can help you build a massive network. It's all about teamwork, ladies and gentlemen. Teamwork do makes the dream work, and together everyone achieves more. So if you look at it like that, that's going to help you to understand business, growth, opportunities, your online business as it is, advertising, inbound marketing, as well as your outbound marketing. In reference to learning these things, ladies and gentlemen, your website, interactive website, and also having experts to look at your website to see if there are some key components that you're missing. What is your content like? What is your message? What is your mission? What are you trying to do on the product side or the service side of your business? My suggestion to every business owner is to do both. If you're doing service business only, then find some products to add to it. That way you can generate additional streams of revenue once you've mastered the service side, but master that first. Then, after you do that, you go two levels, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about life. You learn how to crawl, then you learn how to walk, then you know how to run. So let's run the right way. This is a marathon, guys. This is not a race. So if you stay focused, you stay key on what you need to be doing day by day, you can build your business successfully with no time flat. Utilizing the technology we have today, looking at the information that's available today, and also the trends. What are the trends saying to you, and what is it saying in the marketplace? What do we need to have that's most important to our growth? Key factor, though, guys, if it's adding to growth, you have to do it. If it's not adding to growth, cut it off. So you want to stay focused. You want to stay clear as to what it is you got to do as a small business owner, as a church or nonprofit organization, and building up in the community where you are. Getting information out is more important today than anything, and you have to be first mover's advantage. You always want to be the first one moving information out when it comes to your product or service or your business, branding the name, getting the right information, and utilizing the graphics at hand and putting it out there so it can be unique and different from what everybody else has. You don't want to be identical to the other companies or other competitors or businesses that you see around you. You want to set yourself apart, set yourself different from what everybody else is doing. So how you do that is up to you. But you have to make sure you're doing it on the right level. Getting the guests and great customer service, guys, I keep saying this again, ladies and gentlemen, great customer service is always key to building massive growth and building a massive network. How you treat others will depend on your growth or the lack thereof based on how you present yourself. Remember, it's all about selling you. Look at that Napoleon Hill book that I presented and always recommend people to do that. There's books that's out here that can assist you in your growth that you need to be taking advantage of and reading on a regular, consistent basis. So, Napoleon Hill, Selling You. Beautiful book. I would recommend that. And also 3 Feet from Gold, another book from Napoleon Hill Foundation that you can definitely get and read and not stopping, ladies and gentlemen. Though it may look dim and though it may be hard to climb up a hill, but it's worth it if you put forth the effort and you do not quit. That is one thing that you must continue to do regularly. Do not quit. Continue on, and guess what? You'll see the light at the end of that tunnel. So information-wise, we're still working toward assisting new businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to build and grow their networks in the communities, how we're assisting those in the community, and how we're helping those who want to start their own business, making sure you avoid the pitfalls when it comes to that and that you don't stay stagnant and that you're not growing. Your growth is key. But you have to, again, study. Documentation does beat conversation. So if you have everything documented and branded properly in your business, you're going to see massive success fast. But if you don't, you got to be professional, guys. That's what it's all about, staying on a professional level. This is not personal. This is nothing about you. It is about the product or service that you're providing and then also how you're presenting that product or service. Presentation is always key. That's why we go back to promotions. How we're promoting a thing makes it or breaks it for us. So, again, this is all about being professional. That's why we named this radio show GTE Professional Network Radio. Because of the fact we're talking to professionals, we're working with them, helping them, and assisting them with tools and tips to help them grow. All the key word is growth. The topic, building your business with great customer service skills. That's what we're going to be talking about, building your business with great customer service skills. Again, how you treat your guests, your customers, or your, we call partners, terminology is being thrown around the arenas right now, reference to what we call the representatives or the people. Without the people, you don't have a business. Without the people, you can't sell the product. And so without the people, you cannot grow or make the revenue stream that you're looking at. So it's all about the people. That's why we use the PHP effect, people helping people. Stay focused there and you can grow. But again, to build your business with great customer service skills, one has to understand if you as a customer going into a brick and mortar location or online and you did not provide the right information or content thereof to talk about a particular product or service, and you're not very detailed in your approach to get them to purchase and buy right now, then you're really missing out on opportunities for great customer service. The best thing to do is to make sure that you have the information, the details of the product, the specifications based on the manufacturer setting, and also based on what you're doing as a distributor. Remember, guys, retail is nothing but distributors for the manufacturers. I share this again. If you look at Target, Walmart, you look at Best Buy, you look at all of these retailers across the country in the United States, they're nothing but distributors for the manufacturers. So what they do, how they do it, it depends on what they see and what information they've been given by that manufacturer. When you buy, purchase anything in electronics, and electronics is big right now, growing like leaps and bounds, and it's changing every 90 days. So with that being said, where you ought to be if you want to be in this arena with the consumer electronics side of the business, if you're planning on starting something like that or already have something like that where you're selling something online, you want to make sure you have all the details there. If you e-commerce stores or e-commerce websites, you have to be detailed in what the specification is, size, color, quantity, and making sure that you have the pricing comparable to what people can afford. And again, staying profitable is key. That's the 6P, staying profitable. It's profitable, profitability. So you want to make sure that in order to give it, you have to make sure you give great customer service skills. If there's any questions or inquiries that you want to answer within a 24 to 48-hour period, you do not want to delay a customer or guest in reference to sending or answering information that they're inquiring about. So you want to stay on top of these things on a regular, consistent basis. That's why you need a team, ladies and gentlemen, to build a successful multi-million dollar business today. One person cannot do it all. One person is not one show, can't be an island. You have to have key people in place to help you build it. And once you do that, look at houses. How do we build houses? One person can't build a house by himself. It takes a team of people. Again, look at the nonprofit organizations. Look at the churches. Look at the small businesses today. It's a team of people, guys. Let's continue to focus on teamwork as well as giving great customer service skills that you need to implement in everybody that's partnering and co-oping with you to help you move the product or service that you're providing. So when you educate them and give them the information as to how you need to set the tone for your company, guess what? Everybody else will follow suit, especially if it's something obtainable, easy, with not being complex, but just simple and keeping it simple enough for them to do what they need to be doing. And again, you got to use your guests, your customers as your runners. If you give great customer service, then guess what happens? They're going to share their information of their experience with others that they know. Remember, they know more people than you do. If you do it this right way, you're going to continue to grow. You're going to continue to build. And that's the most important thing that everybody's looking at right now on today's arena, especially in the marketplace, in reference to building your business on a good level. So how should we build? Smart. Educating ourselves and learning as much as we can about the industry, the product or service, and the type of business that we're running. Making sure your website, again, ladies and gentlemen, is interactive. If you do not have it, contact us, send us an email, let us review your site for you. I can assist you there and help you make sure that you have everything that you need to have in reference to building a successful business online. Everybody's looking at internet as a way to go. Why? The TV networks are now streaming online. the radio stations are now streaming online. Of course, this is an internet radio show. So with that, through Blog Talk Radio, we basically help in assisting people every step of the way to grow. That's the most important commodity to me on the planet is growth. Without that, we just exist. We're not living. So I want to make sure that we have it crystal clear as to the way we ought to build and how we should be building on a regular, consistent basis. That's why you want to look at opportunities for growth, looking at ways to better yourself, better your business, better the product and service and how you represent and present it to others. When you stay focused there, guess what happens, guys? You're going to see nothing but massive change. Change is good if it's done positively. Change is bad when it's done negative. So you want to make sure you stay on the positive note versus the negative note. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm really excited for the opportunity to be sharing this day in reference to the growth, building your business, and making sure you stay focused on the P's, five P's of marketing. But the most important P, again, guys, is promoting, promotions. How we promote makes it or breaks it for us. This is the one tip that I want to make sure you guys get on a regular, consistent basis. How am I promoting my business, my company? And then also, who among me in my group that I'm going to, that's helping me put this together the right way? And look at your competition. What are they doing or not doing? You be the opposite. As we said, follow the masses and you do the opposite. You never follow the same level that everybody else is on. You'll go the same way they go. Cause guess what happens? You're going to fall off that cliff. So observe the masses, do the opposite, make sure you follow the pattern that's a set tone basing toward growth and focusing on that alone, along with how you promote your company and your business and brand your business properly. So with that, guys, this is a great tool and tip for today. My name again is Ed Peterson. I'm your host at GTE Professional Network Radio, guys. If you want to learn more again, you can recap this show. I have it posted on the website at globaltouchenterprise.net. And if you would like to advertise on the show, guys, we can do that. It's only $25 a month, and we can post your product or service on the show while we're on the air, and we can talk about it. We can have you guys as special guests on the show if you'd like to be a guest on the show to talk about your business and promote your product or service as well. We own social media, and we also are locally in the directories across the country. So, again, it's all about how we grow, how we connect, how we learn as we earn to build a successful network. Again, it's all about building a network more than it is building a business. So with that being said, guys, I'm real excited for everybody for this month, August 2015. As we begin to cut down these months left as in the year, what are we doing to close out the month, and what are we doing to continue to promote our business or product or service that we're providing? And making sure, guys, that you do this, whatever you promote on the offline level, you need to promote on the online level. To be the same, they have to be saying the same thing, and you have to provide the same information, being persistent and consistent in season as well as out of season in reference to how you grow and promote your company. So with that, I want to say thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm really excited for everybody for tuning in, for giving us the information and the feedback, and thanking you guys for always listening in to the show each and every week, every Friday at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to be giving and sharing tools and tips to assist every small business, church, and nonprofit organization across the country, because it's going to take all of us, guys, really it will be, all of us to really help each other to grow. That's what it's really all about. That's what I'm really happy and excited about, because together we can all achieve massive success. With that, I want to say thank you. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure, as well as a privilege, as for my brother Lance Brown. And until next week, we will tune in again, and we will have some more great information, great tools to help you build and grow your network successfully. So with that, enjoy your weekend. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.